Hi, everyone. Welcome to Who Can It Be Now? And I am going to give you a recording of one of my tips in Next Level Living because it's all about codes. So in the beginning, you're going to hear me just like the first minute and a half talk about some little bit of housekeeping with Next Level Living. I'm not going to edit it out because it doesn't really matter. Just speed through it. You know, you could do that little skip thing on the podcast. But when I did this tip, because I'm teaching them about codes, and I'm going to teach you a little bit right now about it. So it'll be like an introduction to, and then you'll hear a little music and I'll go into the tip. But basically in Next Level Living, which is my signature program. And if you want to read about it, you can go to MarilynAloria.com/next. And you can actually watch the overview of the program, which is very good. It's a video and it explains everything. But when what I do in Next Level Living, I teach something that gets channeled through me. And I also do a hot seat call. And then I do these tips. And one of the tips is a meditation. One of them is a business tip, how to marry the work with your business. And the other tip is just a wrap-up tip. And this was the wrap-up tip. And I just feel like this work that's coming through me over the past few months has been really powerful and is really shifting my experience in my life. And I'm going to share a little bit about that right now with all of you and why I think it's really important for all of you to also embrace this work, however you do it, whether you do it in my programs or somebody else's. But the word codes has been thrown around out there for many, many years, right? It's been existing, I don't know, before time, who knows? Time's a code. And when it was thrown out, like I talk about this all the time. I don't get into mass consciousness in this world because mass consciousness to me is when everybody glams onto a word and they all start throwing it around. And then the meaning of it just gets so diffused that you're like, what? What's that? And everybody's all of a sudden starting to take other people's viewpoints on. So when people started talking about 1111, I've said this before, I was like, just get out of my face. 1111 is my own thing. I know what it means. I'm not sitting here like petrified about 1111 or 1111 is the portal and this portal and that portal. And I'm ascending and I can't go out to lunch because I'm ascending or whatever the story is that you tell yourself. And I don't do any of that. So when people get into those conversations, I really like, I almost like back out of the room, right? I'm like backing away. And I don't Google those types of things. I don't listen to them because, and this is, doesn't mean it's right. I'm just sharing my point of view. Because for me, everything comes through my guides. And it doesn't mean that I don't study. It doesn't mean that I don't read. It doesn't mean that my guides don't tell me to go somewhere. But for the most part, when it comes to things of that nature, like codes, activation codes, frequencies, things like that, consciousness. We're going to the fifth dimension. Man, we are past the friggin' fifth dimension. So like when we go, like people talk about that stuff, I don't listen because I find that it can trap you in a box. And my teachings are all about getting out of the friggin' box. I believe free will has to be attached to everything I teach and everything I receive. I just got off a hot seat call with Next Level Living and I was working with them. And I really feel that my coaching style is very much about empowerment, right? I'm a good coach and I'm asking questions to get them to think and get them to solution. And I help them get the solution and I give solution and stuff like that. But it's mainly that they get to embrace the solutions from their heart and soul. It's not Marilyn's solution. It's like what fits for them. So whenever anybody gives me a boxed up anything except a gift, if you want to send me a gift, well, don't send me a gift, but you know what I mean, where I can unwrap it and then take it out of the box. I really don't like any boxed up thinking. It makes me insane. It always has ever since I was a kid. I've talked about this before, you know, whether it's, you know, this is confession. This is how you have to confess. I'm like, don't tell me I have to confess to some human being in a robe. So I've always been like this, like I think from day one, I think since I came out of the womb, I came out with little fists and was like, don't tell me what to do. And now it's transformed and transpired and transformed into this other way of being, which is very much a way of being for me. Like that's why I can never do quizzes, right? I can't do astrology. I'm finding I have a little bit more of a respect for astrology than I have in the past, but it's not for me. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I really don't. There are beautiful astrologers out there that really help you to understand your life choices or what you can do and what you can't do. But again, whenever somebody comes up with to me in the box, they're like, you're a Sagittarius. I'm like, yeah, what does that mean? I look at these, some of these videos online now where it's like, they show the different birds that are Sagittarians. I can't remember them right now because it doesn't stay with me. And then I wait, you know, this different bird and they go through all the horoscopes, like what this bird does and whatever. And this is the bird that's a Sagittarian, you know, and like he's in a pool. And I'm like, really? Because I don't relate at all. And then people on here are going to be like, well, what's your rising sign? What's your up your ass sign? And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know because I don't know what time I was born. I tried to find out. Don't care. Don't really mean no. Don't really need to know. But it doesn't matter if that's what you like. I want to be clear about that because people are afraid to talk to me about these things. And I'm like, don't be if it speaks to you. But the whole point I'm just making is I'm very free will driven. I'm very out of the box. And for me, my experience of these things, for you, your experience may be like, Marilyn, but this frees me up. Great. I'm not walking in your shoes. Great. For me, they box me up, right? So that's my experience of it. So the reason why I'm saying all this is so when people were talking about codes, I have the activation codes. You need these abundance activation codes. I have these codes. I was like, who the fuck are you? You don't have my codes. What are you talking? Like, I just breezed by it, right? And there were times when you could feel like it was almost like, you know, for you oldies like me, the little cane coming out on the stage, pulling the cartoon character back behind the stage. Like the cane was coming out, trying to hook me and say, I got your codes. I got your codes. Do you want them? So I would take the cane off, break it over my knee because that's my Brooklyn attitude and be like, F you, I'm going. Why do I bring all this up? I did not know I was going to do this little comedy thing on codes. You're probably like, this isn't funny at all. Some of you may be like, that's friggin' hilarious. The reason is because I started teaching about codes. And really what happened is a new guidance system came in. And I talk about a little bit about this new guidance system that came in and how they came in and how we didn't communicate for over 6 months. They were just standing there every time and I didn't know who they were, but I knew that it wasn't time to get to know them. And then when they started speaking, they started teaching me about these codes and how we all have them and how we can all activate them and how they're so personal to us. So I've been teaching about these codes in Next Level Living. Now, there's a lot of magical people in Next Level Living who've already been working with this stuff. Like, so I never say I'm an expert in all fields. I'm an expert in my life. That's it. I'm an expert with my guides and how my guides, I do feel I'm an expert in terms of how to communicate with guides. I was just working with Next Level Living on how to see. And the one woman was like, I never see. I don't think. And then she wasn't saying it. And everybody in there is beautiful. They're open to learning. And I did a seeing exercise. And I was like, so who didn't see? And she was like, I saw everything. I was like, yeah. So I am an expert in that kind of stuff. I'm definitely an expert in that. But I'm not an expert in everything. And there's people in Next Level Living that work with the stuff that are really freaking good at it. So what's my point of all this? My point of all this is that you're going to go in and hear my tip. And I thought when I did it, I was like, wow, that's a really good tip. I want to give that to everybody on the podcast that listens because I want you to start thinking differently. I want you to start being differently. I want you to start recognizing you have so much more power than you think. And I'm going to tell you something really shifted in 2024. I'm recording this March 19th, 2024. Something really shifted in 2024 where we got, it's a new level of co-creation. So up until, you know, things shifted in 2020, it was probably 2019, 2018, but 2020 on this co-creation, we were put much more in the driver's seat because we were expected to know, like you were expected to decide what kind of life you want to live, who you want to be, how do you want to be in this life? And that's what, like, we saw a lot of exits from this life from people, you know, but like, you would really put to task, like, who is it that you are? Who do you want to be? How do you want to be? You need to take the reins. You need to take the steering wheel. You need to decide. We're not deciding for you anymore. We're not going to show up at your doorstep. We're not going to keep sending you that repetitive symbol. You decide what you want to be. And so that's what the work has been. And it's accelerating so fast, right? So now this time around, like what's happening now is that there's more of a co-creation happening and a surrender with co-creation, which is friggin' magical. So what's happening is that spirit is like, you've got, so those years, and it's, you know, it's been happening other years too. So I'm not just saying that's the only time it happened. There's just new consciousnesses. I always make voices. I don't know why. I do not know where that comes from. But anyway, so there's this new way of being, right? So we have this access to these codes that have always been in us. It's infinite wisdom. So those codes were implanted before we were born into our being and they stayed that way. They have infinite wisdom as well. So they're constantly growing and changing. So they're inside of you and you have the lever. You have the hands on the lever. You're able to turn them up, turn them down. You're even able to redesign them. You're able to redesign patterns inside yourself. You're able to take the patterns and reshift them and then shift out of old habits into new experiences. So it's this whole downloads that I've been getting. And again, this might not be new to some of you. You might be like, Marilyn, that's been going on for years. Good for you, girl. I'm so happy for you. This is me and how I'm teaching it. So I've been teaching how to like really embrace that and also work with, it's not necessarily the universe because it doesn't have to be in our universe. but work with the energy. So that's where the surrender comes. So I've been teaching them how to inlay these codes. And then also I'm teaching them how to use, like this past month, we did your whole being. I never remember the titles because everything's channeled to me, but it's about your whole being. And I was teaching them how to do a meditation where you're working with codes, but you're also using your physical body in order to bring it in. And it's been unbelievable what's been happening in my life. Like surrender is amazing. When you surrender with faith and trust, which can be very hard when you're going through difficult things, right? So spirit's like, we're going to have all this grief happen in your life, and we're going to have things happen in your life. And then we're going to ask you to surrender. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that. So I surrendered, and I surrendered with power. Hear that again. Surrender with power. And power to me is not ego. Honestly, I sit there sometimes writing responses back to people that piss me off. And I'm like, yeah, that's my ego. Yeah, that's my fucking ego. Fuck you. That's my ego. But in all honesty, in my work, I don't have a lot of ego. Now, I may have ego if someone brushes up against me, or if I stand in the power of what I do. Like I was in a team meeting today, and we're accelerating my business, and we're going to these different levels. And I have such a beautiful team, and they're doing all these different things, and all these opportunities coming my way. One of my blog posts is like going viral. The blog post about the spiritual symbolic meaning of a bumblebee, it's friggin' going viral. Somebody just in my class Googled, you know, because she got a bumblebee. She's like, I Googled it and you came up. And Marilyn Aloria says, and I'm like, oh my goodness. And it's really cool. Yeah, I did that blog post over a year ago. I surrendered, let it go. And then all of a sudden I'm getting Google emails that I'm getting so many clicks on my website. So all cool, because you know what I did? I inlaid it. I worked with these codes. I worked with my new guidance system. And I opened up to, and I surrendered, and then I opened up to universal energy. Now, again, what I want to be clear about universal energy, it's not just this universe for me, you know, it's so much more than this, but because our perception is like, this is all we see the sky. So we see this universe, we know about our planets. Well, there's so much more out there, right? And we all know that. So you're going to hear me talk a little bit about this. And I wanted to bring this to you. I'm introducing my way of doing it. Excuse me. I can't pause this video. So you're just going to have me drinking water. I just got to do it on another, but I like StreamYard. That's what I use. And I just like the clarity of it and everything. It's just fun. I don't know. I like the little duck. I think it's a duck. The logo, it's cute. Makes me feel happy. Makes me feel like he's listening to me. He's like, what's your code? I got an S on my, he's got a little S because the StreamYard on his ear. He's like, what does that mean? Anyway, I told you I'm a little wacky right now. So you're going to hear about codes. I want you to play with codes. I want you to think about what are codes to you. When I did this lesson at Next Level Living last month, this is March, so we've already done 2 months of it. We'll probably do more, actually, because it's a lot coming in. But I asked them, what does a code mean to you? Like, what is it? What's your definition of codes? How do you understand codes? Do you have codes? Do you own your own codes? Or do you have to get codes from someone else? And I think that's what really got me was really my guidance system that came through me. It's like, nobody owns your codes. You have your own codes. So listen to, you know, have fun with it, get into it, enjoy it. It's a short video. It's a short recording, whether you're listening to it again in the beginning, I'm kind of like fumbling for a minute and a half, just bear with me, or just keep hitting the fast forward thing. And you don't have to listen to all that nonsense because, I was in Next Level Living and I'm talking to them about stuff and I'm like, I don't know who's saying hello to me. You know, you'll just hear a little bit of that, but it's okay. And then you'll get it'll be really great for you. I think you'll really enjoy it. And then if you're interested in Next Level Living, like I said, go to marilynaloria.com/next and check it out. Watch the overview. I just did a whole overview. It's beautiful. I'm so proud of myself. So I want everybody to just watch it for that reason alone. Watch it. You'll learn something from it no matter what. And then it'll also tell you whether the program's right for you or not. And then we also have the 10X class, which is a great way to test me out. Go to marilynaloria.com/10X and check it out. And then we have a free offer, which is marilynaloria.com/higher self. And that's one of our first lessons in Next Level Living. Next Level Living has changed and grown and expanded since then. But I think it's a great foundational class for you to get a taste of what we initially started to do. The program has life of its own. It's got little legs like a centipede. It's just like, I'm growing, I'm moving. And then it's got wings, it's flying, it's doing all sorts of things. It's pretty cool of what it's doing for people's lives. And you got testimonials on the overview, or on the, if you go to the overview, there's testimonials on that page. That URL, we're going to have to do another URL just so I can give it. That's what I'm going to do. But anyway, so you can go check it out and just go to Next Level Living, MarilynLaurie.com/next. You'll see the overview. You'll watch it. You'll see the testimonials. You'll be like, shoot, man, I want to be part of this program. You'll sign up for a call, fill out an application, and you'll be in it. And all of a sudden you'll be like dialing up your own codes before you know it. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. As always, rate, review, subscribe, and share. If this really, you know, if it resonates with you and you want to start sharing it with other people. Also, so there won't be an ending on that because it'll be a Facebook. I did it on Facebook and then I did it through StreamYard. And that's it. Thanks so much. I appreciate all of you. Bye. Hi, everyone. This is Marilyn Aloria, right? And it's the wrap-up tip for codes, the codes class. And nobody had questions. Dashka did make a comment, and I'll read that in a minute, just to share a little bit of what she said, which was beautiful. And thank you for that. But it doesn't matter. I have something for you anyway for a wrap-up. I think it's great that you guys go out and you don't really necessarily need to check in with me to find out something because you're discovering things on your own. So maybe this tip will eventually become something else down the line. We'll figure it out. We'll probably do another town hall soon. I'm recording this February 29, 2024. And it's been on my mind that I want to do that because there's a lot more business things coming down the pike for me with you guys. Just adding a lot more business bonuses. So with that said, let's talk about codes and the wrap-up tip this month, because next month we're going to be diving into a whole other thing with codes. And I don't know who said hello because I don't see, but hello. So I talked about this on the 10X Live experience yesterday in the panel discussion with Monique and Donna, which was really, really good. And if you haven't seen that, you should have the replay in the 10X group. So the replay will be there. Check it out. We're also going to probably make it into a podcast episode because it was very good with the two of them. But what I shared yesterday, and this is what we're going to be diving into in March, is I have had a new guidance system come in. It's actually a collective. And they've been in my field for about 6 to 8 months. I'm not really sure when the exact time was that they came in. A guide moved out. When guides move out, it takes a long time for them to move out because they get used to their energy leaving. And then this new guidance system came in. And I've never really communicated with them. I've just always called them in because I know they're there. I know where they stand. I know they fill that space, but I never talked to them. They've never talked to me. So, and I'm okay with that because I know that a lot of times, I'm going to tell you about codes. Your guides are getting you ready for to communicate with you. So their energy may be too overwhelming for you to accept in like when they first came in like 6 months ago or 8 months ago, right? So that's why they didn't talk to me and I didn't push it either because I didn't feel the need to go over to that corner where they were, you know, energetically and find out what they were doing. A couple of times in the corner, I'd be like, you know, I really need to talk to them, but I didn't feel the need. And it made perfect sense because yesterday they came alive and they started talking to me and they were getting me ready for their energy. And they were sharing how the puppy, they were sharing this incredible cocoon type of place to enter into with codes. And how when you go into, yours might be different. Mine was like a golden egg. And when you go into this place with codes, it can release a lot of stuff and then bring in a lot of things. And then I worked with it last night. We're going to work with this in March, so don't worry about it. And when I worked with it last night, they were literally, there's a lot of codes in the walls and they came out of the walls and they became keys, but they didn't look like keys. They looked like different things and they were unlocking patterns and habits inside my physical being. And they were opening it up. So it was almost like a puzzle piece. Like if my being, because of all my life experiences, created a certain type of puzzle, because this experience, this person said this. And when you're working on a specific topic, right, you go into this, like whatever the cocoon is for you, which we'll explore in March, you go into that cocoon. And then I was just letting them do what they needed to do because you don't need to do anything. And then they were unlocking things that I no longer needed to be locked up in. And then the space was there for more to come in, for new things to come in, new patterns to be created, they called it something else besides patterns last night. And I can't remember what they called it. So I'm sure it'll come back to me in March when I teach it.
So the whole idea about codes, and it's, I'm going to go to what Dashka said. Dashka shared her beautiful code that she works with on her healing. And she just wrote a lot about what the class meant to her. And I, this is what I love. But, you know, and a lot of this, like Monique talked, Monique works with symbols, right? And I recognized yesterday when she was sharing on the panel discussion, I'm like, you know what, Monique, I think that triggered this conversation in myself. And that's what I love about Next Level Living, that we interweave together, right? There's no, I do this, you do that. Like, there's none of that. We're interweaving. And the beauty of Monique sharing, she shared a beautiful, powerful symbol of hers with me because she gets very different symbols. I think that sparked something inside of me. That's like, oh, I want to and that new guidance system was there. So I think it was like, okay, now let's do this. Let's open up about codes and creating our own codes. And it is a language. It's a language. So then Dashka, what she wrote was great because she's like, I've been using this. And that's what I love about this program is how much we work together. So Dashka wrote, before this class, I thought of codes as representing specific meaning or thing or otherwise undefined by language. And I love that she said that. So they can represent specific meanings or things, but what we get caught up in is languaging, right? And she said undefined by language. And I love that because we want to know that, like the word love, I always use this, the word love, all of us define it differently based on our life experiences. The word hate, we would define differently, right? Even some of us may have like an opposing feeling towards hate and be like, so horrified, like I don't even want to define hate, or other people may be like, yeah, you know. So we have like a life experience with words, and spirit always talks to us, in my opinion, in vibration, and then we interpret it through our own words and life experience. And this is a whole other level to get us out of linear thinking, the codes, right? So that's what she's saying her experience has been. So when you look for a specific meaning, which you can, which we're going to work with storytelling with codes, and say you're working on abundance, or you're working on attracting in the right client, or you're working in a book being a bestseller, whatever it may be, it's your desire. And when it comes in a code, you get to release the linear blockage around it. Like, oh, it's got to be this way. And, you know, it's not going to be published for a year and a half, and it's got to go through a publisher. And when you release all of that and allow just the magic of the experience to come through, then, and it has a code to it, then that allows solution to come in, that allows opportunity to come in, that allows patterns to be broken down that fight against you. So she said, after this class, I know codes to be so much more. They are expensive and transformative. And I think she meant expansive and transformative, unlike language or numbers that represent a specific meaning. When I see a code, I know better how to activate it for myself and my needs at the time, even though I may not fully understand the meaning. Love that. Don't try to understand the meaning, because the way that I understand anything in this work is it's infinite. And as our consciousness grows, the code, the symbol, whatever you're using is going to grow. Hey, is going to grow. Today, I'm telling you. Even though I may not fully understand the meaning, I'm more open to allowing them in, love that, to do their magic work for me. They are here to support me. Wow, very cool. Whereas before I would see a code, not know what it said, and dismissed it thinking it was not for me. Beautiful, Dashka, love that. That's what I'm teaching all of you, is how to go into the realms of possibilities and live in the realms of possibilities. I don't want anybody living in a box. And we box ourselves up constantly based on past experiences, stories, habits, and patterns. That's why I don't know if this is going to be a three-part class, because I know that we're going to work on repatterning ourselves with our own personal codes in our own personal cocoon, whatever that is. It could be, it's, I don't know what it's going to be for you. Yours could be the ocean. Yours could be a forest. Yours could be something at the middle of a planet. I don't know what it's going to be. So it's whatever it is for you. For me, they support me very good. Whereas before I would see a code, not know what it said, and dismiss it, think it was for me because I couldn't understand the meaning. Not any longer. I will not let them pass me by. Thanks. This is a copy of a code I use in nearly every healing session I offer. It's sacred geometry, power symbol for love, light, wisdom, and understanding. So she just shared that, and I thought that was beautiful, and I think that's great. So that's basically all I want to say is the wrap-up session, since none of you had questions with it. Don't approach this material with, I know, or I have to know it, or I have to understand it. It's not I know everything, because nobody really approaches anything here in that way. It's more of like, I've got to understand this. I've got to unpack it. I've got to make sense of it. I've got to work with, you know, I've got to know what it means. And that's what Dashka is saying. Like, she let that go, or didn't, it's not for me. Instead, approach this work, especially with codes, with what does it want to tell me? What is it here to help me with? And a lot of times, and I say this to people all the time, that's why I teach the dot, dot, dot technique. You don't always have the answers. the intention is enough. The intention of something is enough, right? So if you're working on something in your life and you're working on creating something in your life, I'm really learning how to surrender in a way that I've never surrendered before. And surrender to me is letting go of attachment is one part of surrender, but surrender is about trust and faith, having complete trust and faith. And I feel like when you work with codes where you don't have a linear understanding of it, oh, it's got to be this, and you've got to make this many sales, or you've got to meet that amazing guy by the time you're 50, otherwise you're going to be over the hill, or whatever the stories are that we tell ourselves. When we just have the intention of, I'm opening up to love, I'm bringing in love, what do you want to show me? And then you have a code that relates to that experience. And then you don't try to make sense of it. It allows you to live in the journey of your life. And that to me is what's important. And I believe that we're all here in a whole new way right now, learning a new way of being. There's a whole new adopting of habits, behaviors, consciousness, understanding, and it's elevating beyond what we've known before. And it feels like it's vibrating from the center of the earth into something else. So I would just say, like, as the wrap up tip for codes, as we move into the next section of codes, which is going to be in March, really allow yourself to be in the unknown with intention. Allow yourself to be in the unknown with intention. One of the best quotes I've listened to in that, The Strangest Secret by the Earl Nightingale. And he's quoting another woman who wrote a book, and I can't remember the woman's name. And the quote was, and I'll look at your comment, and if you have questions about what I'm asking right now, what I'm saying right now, go right ahead. Act as if it's impossible to fail. Act as if it's impossible to fail. And I'm sorry, I don't know the author of that. It's a woman, actually. She was a reporter. Act as if it's impossible to fail. Lean into that. Imagine that. So imagine the code, that the desire that you have is now represented as a code. It's healing patterns that are keeping you back, beliefs that are keeping you back, and it's opening the door to possibilities and opportunities. Not only is it opening doors, it's bringing in the opportunity. Because when you send the code out, if you did the meditation this month, you send the code out, it lights up in other people. It's not a manipulation, because that code is lighting up someone else's code and may be becoming an answer for them. And you might be becoming a solution for them, right? So it's not a manipulation, because everything is energy and done in the purest sense of form from the highest light and highest alignment with yourself. And I never have a manipulation. First of all, I never will work with, spirit knows that, like, if I did a reading, I'm just going to regress for a second. If I was doing a reading and somebody said, can you tell me what my boyfriend's thinking? Spirit knows I would only read someone if I had the soul's permission. That was my integrity with it. So most of the times I would get information. Sometimes I wouldn't. The person that I was reading, like if I was reading the person's boyfriend, would have his back turned to me, and I'd be like, I don't have a soul's permission, so I can't read it. I would never go in and dive in. Some people can and do. For me, that's my code of ethics. So this code has so much for us. And I don't remember what I just said, but about the realm of possibility, that line I just use the code with intention and allow things to happen. So that's what you want to start exploring now. And you want to recognize that it's not only creating opportunity, it's attracting in opportunity, and it's also healing. It's also healing what has stopped the opportunity from coming. And although I think some of us need to have a consciousness around what that belief system is, and we'll be doing a meditation where, like I said, you'll be in that, whatever that cocoon is to you, it doesn't matter to me. Matter of fact, we may play with different cocoons. Like, we may go in the ocean and see what happens. We may go in the middle of a planet or the middle of the moon and see what happens and see what codes we find, and then allow it to express itself to you. Allow it to be there for you. This is faith and trust. Susan brought up an incredible question on the Q&A call with the 10X experience, and that's in Kajabi, because all the replays go in there. And you guys have access to that. If you don't have access to that particular, you should have access to that particular portal. I have to find out from the team. But she was talking about faith and trust. And this is what allows us to have faith and trust, because we go into the unknown, but we step in with an intention and with an insight and with, it feels powerful to me. Like I was asking, Spirit was talking about power to me. What does the word powerful mean to you? And to me, it is, I can't remember what they said it was for me, because it was very beautiful. And it wasn't like ego power. There was a wisdom within, an infinite knowledge. So all of this, I know I'm a little bit all over the place, but don't worry, it's going to summarize in March. You're going to have a blast in this lesson. Just be with the intention of your desires. Act as if it's impossible to fail, but allow it to show up. But also be intentional about it. Like, as I'm working in Next Level Living and I'm working on the sales system right now, which I'm going to show you the back end of that probably in April or May. I want you guys to see what I'm doing so that if you're thinking of your own systems down the line, you get to see my system. And as I work with it, I'm working with who I'm attracting in. And that's who I'm speaking to. I'm not working with the noise that's out there. So work with the intention, work with the possibilities, work with your desires, work with your dreams, work with faith and trust, work with the beliefs that need to be dissolved, work with it all together, and also allow it to show up and unravel and unfold. My mind has something with the word code. It sounds like something that has to be broken. You know, that's really interesting. I want to know who that is. If you could tell me who that is. I don't have a problem with that. I actually find that fascinating. I would want you to explore that. You may have to call it something else, just like God, right? Whenever I say to people, do you believe in, I believe in God. Like I'm exploring this whole new relationship with God. But if you don't believe in God, but I use the word God, I always say to people, whatever you believe in is fine. But this is fascinating. I keep hiding it. I'm sorry. This is a fascinating thing. This is what I love about this work. It's not like, no, you've got the code, the word itself is expressing something to you. And that to me is interesting. And I would like, for me, if this was me, my mind has something with the word code. It sounds like something that has to be broken, which is true. Belief systems have to be broken in order for the code to work. I would explore it more. I would draw what the actual word code means to you. Or I'd put color to paper to see what the actual word code means to you. Or I would open my mouth and make sound. What does the actual word code mean to you? Because you may change the word or you may not. There may be, like, think about it, guys. You could look at a word and you could dive into the center of that word. And we've done this in other meditations. And you could find a whole world of something else. That's why, like, they will not talk to us in linear language. And they're asking us to step out of linear living. It's been like a really, Latricia. Thank you, Latricia. Beautiful, Latricia. Thank you. I love that. I love the way your mind works, Latricia. It's great. So work with that. Just work with how it works for you. And that's all that I ask. And Dashka, I just read your thing, which was great. And I talked about it. I don't know if you joined late. I think of a code as a key. Yeah. So I'm going to go through this in March. We're going to go through this. But they put in the cocoon all these keys, and they were all different shapes. They didn't look like keys because I didn't know they were keys when I first saw them. They showed me the cocoon with the codes in it that they wanted me to step into in the meditation yesterday morning. Yesterday was Wednesday. I'm really losing time this week. And then last night I worked with it again, and I was like, oh, they're keys. They're unlocking things. And again, like, this is why I say it's so important to engage your imagination, because if I stopped my imagination, I would never have that experience. And it was such a great experience. So I like whatever you find works for you. All right. This was a really long tip, but I think it's a really good tip. And I'm really excited to work with you guys. And whatever your takeaways are, if you have questions, tag me under this. And I'm just excited to keep going. And I would love your input. I'd love what you're learning. I'd love to hear, like, I'd love that comment about what code means to her. Dashka, I loved your comment. Whatever you're exploring, there's no right or wrong. So you've got to find you in it, right? You might be, every time now that I'm teaching it, I could hear, like, people, like, if I was to tune into the noise outside of us and the people I attract into Next Level Living, people be like, that's so 1999 codes. You know, that's what people would say, but this is a whole new way of exploring it. All right. Thanks, guys. I will talk to you soon. Bye.